Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchStorage.com. Today, I'll be talking about managing data in a virtual server environment. By now, storage administrators and IT staff are familiar with the data storage management tools and procedures for managing data in a storage environment. However, now that virtual servers and storage virtualization are becoming more popular, we need to take a closer look at management tools for virtual servers. Here with me today to talk about this is Greg Scholes, the founder and senior analyst at Storage.io Group. Hi, Greg, and thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Megan. Good to be here today and happy to have this conversation.
Great. So, Greg, our listeners specialize in storage management. What's the most important thing for them to consider when looking at management tools for virtual servers?
Megan, there's something really important here, which in some ways is taking maybe more than a giant step back, but first and fundamentally is that keep in mind that virtual servers are stored on disk as a file. And while that may seem rather elementary for some, it's an important notion because what that means is that managing a virtual server is in many ways like managing other data. It's important to make sure it's backed up, protected, secured, all those other things. But there are some things that need to be considered differently. A lot of the same tools that you may have been using already for managing your storage, managing your data, or managing your physical servers will be the same, maybe with some upgrades, maybe with an add-in plugin that you will be using for managing your virtual servers. But that there are also others that are optimized, tuned, and tweaked for working in those virtual server type environments.
So how are storage vendors doing when it comes to support for virtual servers?
Megan, it's all over the board. I mean, certainly you show me a vendor that doesn't have the word virtual in their product lineup, in their literature, in their buzzword bingo discussions, and I would say that would be revolutionary, industry unique. But, you know, joking aside, kidding aside, the vendors are doing different things. Some are very, very aggressive in terms of integration, whether it be with VMware, vSphere, for example, working with the Site Recovery Manager, SRM, or things like the new initiatives like the vDirector, or with Microsoft Hyper-V, working with the Live Migration, working with Microsoft SCOM, or working with the Citrix Xens. Some are much further along. Some are on basic interoperability. Some are tested and certified. Some are even more tightly integrated, for example, with the VMware VAAI API type initiative. So it's all over the board. It's safe to say, though, that all of them are at least virtualization aware. They can work in that environment. Then it comes down to what is their actual tested, certified, supported, what level of integration do they have? What are the capabilities that they have or enable?
Okay. Now, Greg, do virtual servers need virtual storage?
Megan, there's a common myth, and that myth stems from the fact that, well, if I've got a virtual server, I must have to have virtual storage. Well, I guess then you need a virtual data center and a virtual network. And you know what? Candidly, no. Virtual servers do not need virtual storage. However, they may complement each other. They may actually work in some cases, depending on the particular product, the solution, the technology. They may actually be more tightly integrated. However, what virtual servers do need in terms of storage is something fundamental, and that is shared storage. Unless you're going to go, Megan, to an environment where all of the virtual servers are going to physically sit on just one, on a single server, well, then you could get away with having dedicated internal non-shared storage. But for most every other environment, we're going to have at least two or more servers. The common denominator is virtual servers do need shared storage, and that shared storage could be in the form of shared external SAS, shared external iSCSI, Fibre Channel, FCOE, or NAS.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, Greg, say that I'm looking for a storage solution and I want to simplify management for virtual servers. What are some items that I should have on my shopping list?
Well, I mean, there's the usual things, Megan, the basic check marks for storage solution. In other words, what's its basic scalability in terms of performance, availability, resiliency, in terms of no single points of failure, basic redundancy, RAS type things. In other words, hot swap components, things like that, RAID, different RAID levels for tuning, snapshots, things like that. But some of the ones, some other features that to be looking for is, for example, how does that storage solution plug in with, for example, VMware SRM in terms of being able to support snapshots, replications, BCDR type functions? How does it work with SRM? Does it have a plugin, an agent that makes that integration more seamless, or some custom scripting? Same thing in the VM world with, say, a VCB or VMware Consolidated Backup. Or how does it work with a Microsoft environment? In other words, how well integrated is it with Microsoft Hyper-V or with Microsoft management type tools? Is it a straightforward, do you have to go to that particular vendor's tool set and then do some of the configuration from there? Or can you go to, for example, a VMware vconsole and do all the provisioning, all the setup, all the allocation of both the storage and of the virtual system all from one interface? So take that step back, is look for the basic fundamental capabilities that you would look in any storage product, but then how does that solution plug in and work with in a very seamless, integrated type manner with different tool sets, in particular the tool sets that you might already have.
Okay, but if I have a virtual, if I have a virtualized server environment and I want to simplify their management, does that mean I'm surely going to have to invest in SRM tools? If not, what are my other options? And if so, where do I start? With a third party or with my own storage vendor?
Megan, it's a great question around the SRM, and here's why. SRM, to many storage professionals, means storage resource management type tools. In other words, the classic, how is my storage utilization, how is my capacity utilization, and many of those tools have now been enhanced to also report on performance, activity, some even in terms of being able to report on response time, energy usage, and availability. However, from the virtual server standpoint, specifically in the VMware community, SRM means Site Recovery Manager. In other words, the framework within VMware for managing BC, Business Continuous Disaster Recovery, managing your snapshots, managing your replication, managing your failover type environment. So does an environment need SRM tools? Well, it's two part. If you're a VMware and if you're going to be doing BCDR, you need Site Recovery Manager type tools or plugins or interfaces for managing that aspect. On the other side to it, resource managing tools, whether they be system resource or storage resource management type tools, also become important and for giving you that information of what you have, how it's being used and allocated. In other words, if you're in that virtual server and you're consolidating, you need to know how busy is a particular server, how much disk I/O is it doing, what is its performance characteristics, both in terms of IOPS, megabytes per second, response time, in addition to its capacity, so that you can avoid oversubscribing or causing congestion and inducing performance bottlenecks. Keep in mind, Megan, that aggregation can cause aggravation unless you have that situational awareness of how those resources are doing. Now, that might mean using existing operating system or vendor supply type tools. That might mean using additional third-party tools. But it also might mean looking at new tools that provide you end-to-end or E2E cross-technology, in other words, across from the server, the storage, the network, to give you that system resource and that analytics capability.
All right. Thank you, Greg, for all of those answers.
My pleasure.
And for more information on data storage management for virtual servers, you can visit searchstorage.com.